Blog Talk Radio.
Get rid of that and we go right into it. Hey, things that matter. I'm finna get down with that. Shit. Where's my fucking... I was running a little late today, so I ain't all the way straight. Okay, we got that taken care of. Things that matter, I'm telling you. So, when you were a man, well, when you're a man that smoke weed and you need to fucking get weeded up before you really start, you're going to have to hit that weed. Oh, that ain't what I was going to talk about. Oh, but when you're a man, I'm serious. It's the little things you do that make the big difference. Hello. Hello. Yes, who is this? I'm fine. You calling me on on Optima Healthcare? Ma'am, I can't help you right now. I'm busy. Thank you. All right, you guys. Goddamn it. Let me turn this shit off. We got a rough start today, but it's going to be cool. You're going to love it. But it's those little things that make such a big difference between you and those other fools trying to cross your lane. You have to think like this. I know shit belongs to me, and I know shit belongs to you, the same shit. It belongs to you. If you can claim it, it belongs to me because I already took it. Now, believe me, words aren't enough. You're going to have to show much more than words. It's the things you do in the name of this game that matters. You know, you put your work in before. You got to understand that you put your work in before you want to be recognized as a real motherfucker with this affidavit. See, a lot of fools be talking about what I'm doing. And I ain't really mad about that. You know, motherfuckers can talk good, bad, indifferent. It don't matter as long as they're talking. I believe that. But they, you know, some of them brothers understand. And, you know, they be shouting encouraging words to me as much as they can, every chance they get. But a lot of them be angry. And they shout angry words based on me not being up with the times or me not being 21st century or whatever the fuck. But it's something that you guys, you young men, will never know about a motherfucker like me. You cannot fucking hurt me with insults in any manner because my life and my past is right in front of you. 214, what's going on with you?
Bud, what's up, man?
I'm good. What's happening with you?
All right, this Rashetti, bud.
Rashetti, what's happening?
Nothing, man. I was, before you even jump into your bag real deep, man, I wanted to get a head start on you before you go too hard. And I just want to start. I want to start on the first part that you said. The little things matter. Things matter. So
right,
I'm a firm believer that you have to do the small things with a standard of excellence, because the way that you do the small things will lead up to the big things. And when you do the small things with excellence, the big things will be done with excellence. And when you do the small things with excellence, people know that that is your standard and the criteria of how they must treat you. And
not only are you right, you making it very clear, man. You remember in class when we started learning about the foundation, you got to do a whole bunch of little things to put those together to build that foundation so you have something to stand on. You can't start out big. We got to do it just like you did it, Rashetti. Hey, everything good, though, right?
Oh, my God. Everything is lovely, bud. And you know something that it always goes back to that I will never forget and I make everybody stand on, and that looking yourself in the mirror and telling yourself the motherfucking truth. If you don't do that first, I don't care how much game you drop on these dudes, bud, it will never work. It'll never help because you haven't done step number one, which is tell yourself the truth.
Rashetti, what's the first thing we did in group? Do you remember?
To tell yourself, let me see. Did we have to introduce ourselves or we had to write a paper?
The truth, the confession.
We had to write a paper telling the truth about ourselves.
Goddamn right. Because that's the only way you can improve if you start from the basics. You know, tell yourself the truth. Rashetti, you hit that nail right on the head, baby.
Man, I'm already knowing where you're going with this, bud. I'm just tuning in, so I'm going to let you get back to it, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, bud.
323, what's up? 332, what's up?
Professor, this is Marcus, Mac B, man. What's going on?
Marcus, what's happening?
Nah, man, I just wanted to chime in real quick. I follow Machete. He said some game after you was already kicking. So the first letter of the alphabet starts with A. The last letter of the alphabet ends with Z. Now, you can't get there without going through every single letter after A to get to Z. And people really have a problem with going through every single step and every single aspect of themselves to get to the person that they envision themselves as. Now, I have a quote that I came up with a couple years back that says that person that you envision yourself as every day, you know what he does when he wakes up in the morning, you know what he thinks, you know what he drives to work, you know where he works, you know what he eats for breakfast and stop and pick up his coffee at. The reason you know that person so well is because that's the real you. But in order to be the real you, you have to get rid of all the old shit that is no longer you and no longer serving you. See, the brain is like a mansion or a beautiful house. Now, your thoughts are furniture. Now, your current thoughts, they are old furniture. Now, outside of your house is that new furniture that you want to bring in, a.k.a. those new thoughts, the new impressions of yourself. But in order to get those new thoughts in and those new paint, that new couch and et cetera, you have to take out the old shit first, starting with A, recognizing where you want to be. Go to B, start to make provisions to move that old shit out, and keep going so on and so forth all the way until you get to Z, to where you are now, the new you that you always wanted to be. And then you got to start all over again.
And hey, you guys, both of these cats is graduates. You could think I planned all this. You could, you know, because I am a motherfucker. But I didn't have these guys call in. But what you see, or what you should see, in both of them, they're well versed in they know their lives, they know themselves, and they have that education that it takes to share. You know, because each one teach one. Hey, Marcus, I got to get with this, what I'm finna do, man.
Let me say this one last thing right quick.
Just, well, go ahead.
Some encouragement, bud.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell y'all this. A couple weeks ago, I was sleeping on the floor in my homie's crib. I am now two tax brackets from where I was 2 weeks ago. because I stayed down and did the little work and saw where the hell I was going, because I know that the real me was right around the motherfucking corner. I followed every single step. Fellas, don't be afraid to go through the trenches to be your best self. You can't be afraid of what it takes to be you. When you die, you don't want to be sitting on the bed looking at everything that you could have been, all your wishes and dreams that were unfulfilled. Do not go that way, gentlemen. Don't leave this earth. Don't leave nothing, no stone unturned. Don't leave nothing undone or unsaid. Be y'all best motherfucking selves, because y'all deserve it to yourself. You owe it to yourself and to the motherfuckers that believe in you. And that's my piece.
Real talk, man. I'm good with that. Hey. Yeah. All right, be cool, Marcus. Hey, you guys. The thing that's beautiful is them niggas used to listen. And you see who was listening in both of the cases. Hey, when you get sharp, you can have your goddamn professor on quiet listening, because she's spitting shit proper, making niggas proud. And I'm talking about these niggas living. That motherfucker that first called was in self-doubt. Shit. Until I say, man, fuck that shit. And I explain some shit, personal shit. My thoughts on it. And the next time I talked to him, the motherfucker told me that he thought about what I said and I was right. And it's been different ever since. That motherfucker, I mean, sometimes you just need a little. Sometimes you need a lot. But when you fuck with Sidewalk University, you getting it all. Period. Because both of them niggas were sharp already. They just didn't put it together right. They was already sharp. Matter of fact, all y'all already sharp. You just don't know what to do to make yourself appear to be. So, check game. There's something, you know, you young motherfuckers will never know. It's how to be, well, I don't want to say never know. You just don't know. How to be the real you. I mean, shit. Things matter. What I'm saying is my life and my past is right in front of you, because I am not fronting. I ain't scared. I ain't got nothing to hide. You know, I don't have no secrets. I cover myself now, and I covered myself when I was in the streets. Because I knew these days would come where I would need a pristine record to show. And the real big thing is that I've been doing this for so long and had so many arguments or whatever the fuck you want to call them, and not one person, you know, they didn't call me this and call me that, but not one motherfucker pulled up some idea that wasn't about it. Excuse me. Not one. They can't, because everything I did was about it. Everything I do is about it. And my thing is, as far as not being in touch, I mean, you got to really be crazy to say I'm not in touch. Shit. You know I graduated from my master's program with a 4.0. That's straight A's. I got to deal with the computers. I got to deal with today. I got to deal with the books. I got to deal with yesterday. I got to deal with everything. So I got to be in touch. What would you call a motherfucker that got a formal education and a street education and a motherfucking PhD? I'm saying my PhD is because I pimp hoes daily. Yeah, me. But now I'm saying I excel at technology-driven learning. I'm saying, shit, how the fuck can I be out of touch and I'm doing that? Well, you don't have to believe I'm doing it. All you got to do is enroll in Sidewalk University and see. Everything is through technology. They show learning it, which means I'm teaching it. What would you call a motherfucker that graduated in the top 1% of his motherfucking class? Class of motherfuckers been in education for whatever long. I've been in the streets 2 times as long as they've been alive. 2 times longer. So what I'm saying is 4.0 master's program of school. Come on, how can I not be in touch? You may not like how I do what I do, which is fine. That's why they have shit called yours. You can do your shit, because I'm going to do mine. What would you call a motherfucker that communicate with CEOs and educational professors? And I do it as easily as if I'm talking to a fucking store clerk or a gangbanger. Shit, it never ceases to amaze me when I read that shit and how much you guys don't know about living. You don't know what's important. You don't care. All you want to do is impress yourself. And you're so impressionable. You can impress yourself if you say, I act just like Bud. You're impressed because you believe that bullshit. You don't fucking act like me. I don't act like you. I don't act like no badass nigga. I act like me. And you supposed to act like you. Shit. I thought I knew it all when I was your motherfucking age. So I ain't really, you know, not understanding. But back then, when you thought you knew it all, it included knowing how to motherfucking recognize shit from sugar. See, it don't make no difference what form you bring some shit to me in. It don't matter. Because I'm checking it. I can recognize it. I see it, and I'm reacting the way I pose to. See, when priceless information was bestowed on me, whether I was, you know, in the streets hearing some shit about the pimping, or if I was on the corner just hearing some shit about life in general, I always listened. I never in my life felt like I was jocking some motherfucking nigga. But I damn sure hung on to some motherfucker's every word for months or even years at a time. No, motherfucker, I ain't dated. I'm totally up to date and ahead of my time. I'm just a mature gentleman of leisure. My course may have changed from what it once was. It improved. I have not changed one iota about me. And am just as dedicated to what I'm chasing now. So much so that I'm rededicating myself to it. You know, we all know somebody that's thinking beyond where you at. I mean, in shit, you are where you are and you think what you think, but there's someone you fuck with that is way past that. And you just don't know how to get it from private number. I got to tell every private number the same thing. I hope you get a little man. You know, people be hiding behind these private numbers. What's up, man?
I Buzz D at question, what music does Buzz listen to before he goes out to catch to get motivated? Is your boy D. And also, when you was growing up, was there a club on Montgomery Street in Oakland called like the Cha-Cha, the Cha-Chi, where all the motherfuckers used to be playing? My family lived near Vallejo, near Lemon Park in Vallejo, so they was talking about some. I thought, I got to talk to Buzz, so... That's my
You mean they lived in South Vallejo on Lynn Street across from the park? Yeah, I know that, but I listen to jazz music, bro.
Jazz, that's all I gotta say to that, bud. Love the fuck out of you, homie.
All right. Good. All right, now check in, you guys. What I'm saying is, I used to really pay attention because you never know where some slick shit gonna come from. A wino can say some shit that really makes sense, and you can't see that it makes sense because this motherfucker's saying it drunk and on the peed on himself and all that shit, but you don't know who the fuck he is. He could be somebody that snapped, but before he snapped, he could have been a genius. So let me tell you something that I was put up on by an older dude, and I did not really realize I was being put up on it. I just fucking paid attention, and then I realized it. But the motherfucker, he told me how to deal with aggressive women. Now, I was on the interview, and before I went to this interview, a couple of motherfuckers had called me and told me, warned me, man, you don't really want to fuck with them, man, because, you know, they be going in on people. Hold on, 716, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, bud? How you feeling, yo? I got a question.
I'm good.
Huh? I got a question for you.
What's that?
How do you deal with people that be lying on you?
Lying on you?
Yeah, I could give you a scenario if you want.
Not necessarily, but what I'm saying is this, man. If a motherfucker lying on you, when you see the motherfucker, you could ask him why he lying, and he gonna tell you some bullshit. Or you can say, fuck that motherfucker, man, until he get in your face and accuse you of some bullshit. Now, I'm going off then. I don't know about you. I ain't gonna tell you to do that. But I'm saying, I don't be giving a fuck what a motherfucker say about me. Because if you ain't talking about me, I ain't doing something right.
Hey, oh my God. But look, man, I love you to death, yo. I already did this shit. I already went off. But the shit that kind of hurt a little bit is some of the graduates that I graduated with. So it's like, you know, whatever. But I'm here for you, bro. Like, I appreciated the alumni and everything. But I started to see, like, it's a lot of seeking validation and shit like that. And I'm not with that shit, yo.
Hey, man, that's on y'all, man, and don't ever bring nothing about the group. You know, you didn't really say nothing, but I'm saying don't bring no shit like this about the group, man. That graduating group, you guys is men, and you guys got your own fucking thoughts, and to me, you being a little bitty nigga to let something bother you like that. You must be running out of words. Run out of words and run out of game.
No doubt, I respect that, but I ain't, like you said, I did just that. I did just what you said, and I'm done with it.
But in that sense,
I did.
Be cool.
I did.
Hey, you guys, that was another graduate. Why is only graduates calling in? Because only graduates got real shit to say. Because only graduates, you know, ain't them kind of guys that got to sit in the queue and think what they think, or write it down so somebody can read it. These motherfuckers got nuts, and they be saying shit that they think coming out their mouth. I love that motherfucking shit. But like I was saying, I was doing this interview. It was with these two hosts, a black man and a black woman. And right away, they told me right on camera, if I wasn't sure of myself, if you're not sure of yourself, you know, you can back out, you know, because we ain't going soft. I looked at both of them and said, don't ask no questions you don't want to know the truth about. And then we started interviewing. And before long, the goddamn female host must have thought she was dealing with a sucker or something because she challenged me on some shit. First, I roasted her, you know, talked cold to it as only I could. And then I said, lady, because she kept going after I roasted her. I said, lady, if you keep talking to me, I'm going to catch your ass right here at this interview in front of this camera. And see, this is the first thing you learn in the second half of the semester at Sidewalk University, how to deal with an aggressive woman. I had all this shit planned out because, like I told you, this older brother, he had told, he wasn't talking to me, but he was, I heard him saying how to deal with an aggressive bitch. So I had already heard how these motherfuckers go in on their guests. So all I had to do was finesse this female bitch into a debate. So she took the bait and she started to challenge me because I told her, I could have your ass in 15 minutes. And she just, oh, I'm just ranking her to her. And I told her I had you in my house in 15 minutes. Now, I'm challenging the bitch. And now she's going to make sure I know that I can't take her home. See, the thing about bait, you better know how to fish once you can cast your line. And I'm a fisherman. Because I knew all she had to do was respond to me talking about taking her home. And I knew it wouldn't be positive. So she said, I doubt that. I'm not broke enough or anything like that. Now, I knew I had her because she responded to me. Do you guys be caring what the bitch say? I only care if you respond to me because I'm going off of what you say. And what I'm saying is, you think a woman got to be broke to deal with me? You crazy motherfucker, I didn't call professors and women that was already rich. And then she cut me off. Well, you can't catch me. And I started rubbing my hands because I know she into what I'm saying. I looked into the camera and I said, you all will be privileged to watch a real motherfucker at work. Now, at Sidewalk University, we learn not to indulge a female who's combative. You tease them with statements that question their character, which is going to upset them. And if you achieve that, you can have her. Now, all I had to do was get the motherfucking lady upset, then ignore her and speak to the male host as if she wasn't even there. So I told her, dude, you see, man, if you a conversationist like me, you would know what to watch for when you know, had a live one. And then I said, bitches like he, and then he cut me off. Hey, man, you ain't got to call them no bitch, man. Captain Sableholt then chimed in. And I smashed him. I said, look, man, you asked me how does a pimp catch a potential hoe, and I'm catching this motherfucker right now as we speak. If you notice, look at her nostrils. You see how flared they are? That's excitement, man, and intrigue bordering on her taking her panties off. A man like me noticed that kind of shit. She didn't cut me off. I'm not excited. See? At SWU, we also learn ignoring her forces her to interrupt your flow. And when she does that, she's no longer on her trip. She's fully enthralled in trying to get me to mess up or look silly or whatever was on her mind. But I'm much sharper than most. And she don't realize that she's in quicksand. I looked at that motherfucking bitch and said, that's what your mouth say. But your body language and your eyes are saying something else. you do know I'm fluent in body language, don't you? Yeah. Then I looked at the nail holes to ignore Baylor, and I said, you see how wide her eyes are? Like she's on cocaine or something, some kind of drug or something. She on some, all right. She on my black ass. And the fact I was ignoring her was killing her. I then looked at that black woman, and she was fine as a motherfucker, to tell you the truth. I said, you would get paid on that motherfucking track if you would let a nigga like me lace you. Then she looked at me and said, oh, really? How much do you think I can make? Now, right here, I know I got this bitch. I see it. You got to know when she's on your line. I do. And what I'm saying is, she asking, how much can she make? Now, as a fisherman, I got to know how to reel this bitch in. But I fish big. I don't just have her on my line. I got the other hosts and the audience on my goddamn line. And to let them all know I knew it, I looked at the camera and said, now, besides her nostrils flaring and her eyes wide open, she is now asking me how much can she make. I'm a fly-ass motherfucking pimp. And about how much could you make, baby? That remains to be seen. But just so you won't get it twisted, I want the audience, and then, like I'm saying, I turn back to the goddamn host. Like I say, I want the audience to see. Here you have a sophisticated black-ass woman sitting on camera asking a pimp how much could she make. And you still want to believe I can't have this goddamn woman? Now, at this point, the dude host said, you know what, Rosebud? Her nostrils are flared and her eyes are sprung. I think she is interested in you. I smiled my okay, Harry smile. Trust me, she is, but I wouldn't mess with that goddamn broad with a 10-foot pole. I just wanted you and all that's listening to see how fly I am. Man, I'm telling you, most people don't understand why, out of all the people in the fast life, the pimp nigga has been embraced the most. The pimp was the first black motherfucker after slavery that said, fuck that shit, I'm as good or better than any one of these white men. Get the movie Cotton Club and see for yourself. Lawrence Fishburne was the pimp and the first black motherfucker to walk in the front doors of the Cotton Club, a club located in Harlem where all the goddamn stars or people that entertained it were black motherfuckers that performed it, but they had to come in the club in the back door. They couldn't come through the front door. And after Lawrence Fishburne started really pimping, he said, fuck that shit. And the rest is history. You know, we've always been a symbol of real freedom to the hood. I'm just completing my first month of the new semester. And shit, we've made great strides. We have made great strides. All the students are fucking learning the ins and outs of conducting an engaging conversation. They're learning how their eyes, their features, their limbs, extremities, everything is in the conversation. Then they're learning how to use that shit. Because they've learned that a conversation is either a weapon, it is a weapon, period. You can use it for good or bad, to do harm or to get something straight or to get out of something. You know, and there is a particular way you do this shit. It's rewarding to see the progression that a young brother make whose diction sounded like he was speaking with marbles in his mouth. It's a beautiful thing when you see that motherfucker learn shit and he progress, and this brother who has made adjustments, and now this motherfucker sound like Prince Charming. Practice makes perfection. And you motherfuckers practice sounding crazy, illiterate. You practice that. You want to sound that way because I guess that make you identify with them goddamn niggas you fuck with. But that ain't me. I don't go for none of that. You can't even say that kind of shit fucking with me. 214, what's up?
Hey, bud, it's me again. It's a city.
Yeah, come on.
And as I'm listening to you, what people have to understand, when you come through SWU, you learn how to be unapologetically yourself. And once you do that, you don't have to ever change who you are because you know who you are. And I was, I forgot what statement you made earlier, but people have to realize that we are a sum total of all our experiences. So everything that you've been through has made you who you are today. No matter if the experience was good or bad, but once you look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself the truth and embrace that and be unapologetically who you are, you use that to your advantage and you stand on it. But if you don't do that first part, which is telling yourself the truth, it'll never happen. So as I'm listening to you, how you ran Baby Girl down on the radio show, you never wavered. You stuck to who you are. And you executed it. And every step of the way, it was you were on your ABPs. But it's something that is easier said than done. We could talk about it all day. But if you're not jumping out there and indulging in this game, it'll never work.
Hey, Rashetti, didn't you do that as far as now? You still do it? You know, stand on and jump out there. You ain't waiting.
Hey, but every single day, all I do is walk in game, I talk in game, I maneuver in game. Everything that comes out of my mouth is game. All you have to do is listen. That's all I'm talking about. If we're not talking about this, we're not talking about nothing.
Are you getting enough sleep?
Oh, my God. I sleep like a baby.
Oh, man, you lucky
to
me. I can't sleep. I be thinking too much.
Look, and the thing about it is, like, when I first start going to sleep, my mind is racing. I have so many lectures and thoughts and quotes in my mind, but that's what helps me go to sleep is I go to sleep thinking about game.
Yeah.
Every day. I'm thinking about what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to say when I get on the stage and use my platform every single day. That's all we talk about,
man.
People, like, it's like this, bud. Everybody not my friends. We ain't friends like that. We associates. So guess what? I'm not finna talk to you about shooting the shit and all the other fucking hoes. We ain't finna talk about that. We not friends. But what we can talk about is this game. What we can talk about is some real shit. We can sharpen each other, and if I can't, I'm teaching.
If
you can't sharpen me,
I'm
teaching.
You can become friends if that's the case.
Right.
Rashetti, you spend big game, man. I got a couple more calls I got to get to, though.
Man, hey, bud, do you think I'm here for it, man? I just, like, bud, I just want to let
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
863. How you doing, Rosebud? This Terrence.
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm all right. All right. So, go like what you was just saying. You know, people not gonna be able to stand up until they learn to stand up. And like the brother was just saying before, you know, that's something you gotta study. And people ain't willing to put that work in. You know what I'm saying? I went to
hey, bro,
SWU.
What you saying is very motherfucking true. That's why SWU came about, because everybody that was buying that damn course telling me how good it was and what they was learning and all this shit. And as I talk to them, I hear them making mistakes and man, you ain't learning this course. You didn't get that from the coach. Just like did, and they tell me where they get it from. Nah, man, you misunderstood that. And so at SWU, everything come up my mouth, I make it plain English. I don't say nothing slick. I don't want you to guess what I'm saying. I want you to see that I'm saying, come see the cat. You know, because when you get it like that, you can really understand it. Then you can interpret it how you want to interpret it to fit in your mind and the way you want to be comfortable with it. But I'm saying the raw deal, the raw truth, you have to practice it. You can't just think you got it because you heard it. That motherfucking shit is powerful. It's very powerful. And that's why a lot of motherfuckers don't do it, because they can't stand it. The truth is a motherfucker. You got anything else, bro? 100%.
Yes, sir. I agree 100%. And the reason why I say I agree is because, simply put, like you just said, like, I went to SWU. I didn't graduate.
I was gonna say, you sound like you fucking, who is this?
Terrence Booker.
Terrence Booker. God damn,
yes, sir.
Terrence.
And yeah, I came to SWU.
Go ahead.
I came to SWU, you know, but, you know, I didn't graduate. But, you know, like a, you know, the NFL season finna start, so I'm going to use an NFL metaphor. Like, you know, I like to say that I went undrafted. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't graduate. But that didn't stop me from, you know, putting in the work and learning and studying, you know, to do what, to be able to do what a, you know, a drafted player can do. Like, I like to think that I'm, you know, ahead, I'm with the pack, if not in my own lane. But, you know, that comes with, you know, studying and doing the things that you know to do. But if you don't learn it by going to SWU, you just learning nothing. You guessing. You don't really know what it is. So
hey,
I said,
hey, Terrence, this is what you got to do, because I know you crushed. You didn't get your fucking diploma. Bring your ass back and get it. You don't know what it'll do for you, man. You don't know what it'll do for you to get it. Getting it is one thing, but to actually earn it, and you know you earned it because you didn't get it at first and you came back after it, that's a different thing, man. You need to come on and please yourself. Hey,
yes,
you know what they say? Hey, Terrence, that, they say treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself.
That's real, man. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Hey, come back, man.
Yes, sir.
That's all
I will
I'm gonna
do.
Say.
I will.
Come back
I will.
Here. All right.
Last thing I'm gonna say.
Okay, wait. Hold on. I'll cut you off. I gotta cut you back on. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, man. Look, I'm telling y'all now, man. It's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Like SWU. If you really trying to come up, you know what I'm saying, in life, stop thinking. I can't say that, but you know what I'm saying. If you really trying to come up in life, you know, go to SWU, put in the work, and watch how much change around you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say. Appreciate you, bud, and I'll see you whenever it's that time.
I appreciate you.
Yes,
October,
sir.
I want to see you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, see, what he's actually saying, which is what I'm saying when I say practice make perfect, what I'm saying is a lot of people today, they're just Google freaks. You know, they think all they need to know can be found on Google. Well, maybe it can be found, and it can tell you what this definition is. But that ain't saying you can do it. That's not saying it's you. You have to do some shit involving the shit you're reading, and then make it you. I feel any position, I feel my position. I always felt that I did shit in a major way. And I knew I was a representative of a successful pimp the whole time I was in the game. But I haven't been in the street in over 20 years. And I'm proud to say I still have a lifelong respect from the major players of today. I felt that adulation, that Rolls Royce driving motherfucking, that it gives you a certain feeling. And them young pimps driving Rolls Royces, they have that feeling for it, brother, because they still, you know, speak to you the same way. They all had stories about doing something with a nigga that I didn't really remember, you know, but they was young and they saw American Pimp, remembered me and all that. I was an idol to them motherfuckers, an inspiration. And look at them motherfuckers now. See, just now, I was talking about young pimps. But take that same shit I just said and talk about them motherfucking graduates you just heard. See, look at them motherfuckers now. Them motherfuckers was like y'all, lying, you know, scared to be who they are, scared to believe what they believe, you know, got to clear it with somebody to make sure it's okay to believe it. No. They learned that it's about them. It ain't about me. It's about them. 863, what's up? Did you raise your hand?
Yes, sir. Hey, I got to tap in with what you just said, man. You know, people think they can shoot like Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying, till it's time to shoot. Then they realize that they ain't been putting in that work for years, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. You
know, just to touch on what you just said, I completely agree. And I can't keep my mouth closed no more. You know, this shit just come out.
hey, what else is true? Hey, what else is true? Ain't it true that even, hey, listen, you remember I told you, motherfuckers, don't be in there no two weeks or a month. You're going to be fucked up because you're going to be thinking this shit and you ain't in the group. You can't quit this once you get a taste of it.
Yeah, and until you get to the point where you know, you're going to be steady trying to figure it out. And I just made it to that point, and I appreciate you for that, bud. I appreciate that.
You know it, man. Be cool. 414, yes, what's up with you?
Yo, what's up, bud? You can hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, that interview you talking about, that interview was so good, bro. I used to have it saved on my YouTube playlist, and I'd go back and rewatch it and everything. But it was one day I was going to rewatch it, and it wasn't there no more. I think they deleted it, and they deleted their whole channel, I think. So my question is, if you're still in touch with them, can you get them to send that video to you or then post it on yours?
I don't even have it. I don't. The only interview I got was with Star Jones. That's on my Facebook page.
All right, for sure. That's cool.
Hey, I ran Star Jones off the stage. She was trying to clown me, and she couldn't. You can go see it, though.
Yeah.
All right,
for sure.
So, check game. Being an inspiration is one thing. It's all flattering. But I really owned the world at one time, and now I own my little corner. I see that I'm welcomed and allowed with respect to come into the motherfucking real practicing pimps world and still have respect. That's because even with all this shit I talk, no motherfucker has been able to, nor will no other motherfucker be able to find any blemish on my fucking record. I earned all I received, and I don't know how many of these motherfucking OGs respect what I'm doing today and understand why. They respect it. I can't even count how many OGs respect what I'm doing. I was not ridiculed for trying to wake up the dead, as we used to say, and major players in this goddamn part of the game. Shit. I wasn't in some of the shit they was talking about. But I had the same respect, you know, for the efforts that I put in. See, this is entertainment to them motherfucking OGs I'm talking about. This video shit I do, they watch it, they be cracking up, bro, that nigga isn't much. But see, it's that way because most of them, they dinosaurs. And they only rely on what they think. But to them, this computer shit is fun. I was at, let me get this guy right here, and then I'll talk about that. 678, what's going on?
Yo, peace, what's going on, bro? Hey, yo. Well, it's my first time calling in. I got introduced to your content about maybe 2 weeks ago. And I will say I am a natural. And this abadabba that you kicking digitally, I could definitely picture it in an app form, like you could download an app or something. That's more futuristic stuff. Maybe you already been thinking about it. But I will say I was listening to one of your shows last week. And you was talking about, like, you know, going out to a bar or a lounge and, you know, not sitting with your back against everybody but facing the crowd and doing what you do. And it brought a smile on my face because I'm like, damn, a lot of stuff he's talking about, I already do it. So to hear you mention some of these things, and I'm like, damn, this brother is, like, dead spot on. And some things is it can't be on you. It got to be in you. And I want to not only give you your flowers, but I want to salute you, brother, because what you are doing is oh man, I don't even know the exact word for it, but what you are doing is definitely monumental, especially if somebody is blessed enough to come across your platform, because right now in these times we living in, as men, we got to make some adjustments to get our game stronger, because things is a little crazy out here. You feel me?
Hey, bro, what you just said is what this is about. That's my whole thing. As men, we got to make some fucking adjustments. We got to get back to standing up. We got to get back to, you know, we ain't fighting unless we just got to fight. I ain't had a, man, fuck a fight. I got a double-barreled Uzi. And I shoot words that will chop your fucking ass up just as well as a punch. And that's how I think.
Yo, I would say you are very articulate. I like the way you lay your game down. And like you mentioned in another video I've seen, it's layers and levels to this. And when you get in your game tight, you know, like I am a big Kevin Samuels fan. I am also a Rosebud fan, but it's levels to, you know, not just being a man, but understanding different things. So I ain't going to hold up too much of your time. This is my first time calling in. I appreciate you taking me on. I haven't been on your website, but I'm going to definitely check some things out. But I'm definitely in support of you, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Hey, you guys, see, you guys, that shit, you know, that kind of shit. It don't have to be that, but that's the kind of shit that fucking moves me. Because that's what I'm doing. What I'm doing is being understood. It's not being taken for granted. You know, yeah, I got shit to sell. Matter of fact, you guys, I got a whole bunch of more tools. And you better get on my site. I got about 50 new tools. Get on there so you can get it. You know, I was at Dooley's funeral. You know, I heard it over and over. Man, I heard you, man, but I never had the pleasure of meeting you, bro. And I'm telling you, I hear that no less than 100 times when I'm at functions. But these is reputable dudes that don't know me, and I don't know them. We happen to be at this same place for whatever reasons. And I would have to say the same thing to them, man. Yeah, man, you know, game recognize, whatever, you know. We represent big game, and there's room for who's ever worthy. The motherfucking Abadabba's Hall of Fame is there for you. I wonder what do Hall of Fame motherfuckers think when they put one of their own to rest. I don't even wonder that anymore. I can only imagine they sit and think of all the amazing things the one they blame the rest did. just like I was doing at Doobie's funeral. From the day Doobie got on, he swore he would not do anything less than all he could to be what the fuck he wanted to be. And we just stood up talking shit all night about that shit. I love this fucking game. I know when you look at my YouTube page, you think you only need to see the newest video. But you couldn't be more mistaken than if you thought you had two left feet. You need to go through the archives and look at as many fucking videos as you can. Because you may have heard me speak on the topic, but in all the videos, there's hidden gems in them. So if I'm speaking about red, the color red today, and then a month later I'm speaking about red again, you could put those two goddamn videos together and they'd be totally different. Because this red is whatever I'm talking about. I ain't coming the same red. But, see, these dudes know the same things, if that's the case, I know. And let me, they are not entertainment. I'm going to repeat that. We are not entertainment. I'm a truly blessed man to be able to witness what I've seen. What I've witnessed is, what I live for today. Oh, 716. No, 313. What's up?
Unc, what's the deal? It's been a minute since I tapped in with you. I just seen you going live, man. I stumbled across the live on the Humbug as I was chilling. I just want to
say,
like, what you're doing. Shit, you said you got some new tools coming out. I got to get back in the groove, so I'm going to check you out. I'm going to heed your advice.
Hey, go to my site, Rosebud the Author. And I got
Rosebud.
A game in the Rosebud the Author. And
okay, I'm on.
All right, man. Okay. Get at me.
All right, Unc.
So now.
Bud, I think you unmuted me.
Oh, I did. My videos, they be having gems in it. So to be as blessed as I've been, you just gotta respect shit. I see a total respect and awe of the power of this abadabra. I just do. I went to the only real players ball we had in many, many years. I'm talking about Doobie's funeral. It was truly a going home for him. I saw pimps, I'm talking about real fucking pimps, drag niggas, paper hanging niggas, gamblers, giant D-boys, lawyers, preachers, actors, thieves, players from every corner of the country. I'm serious. I met and reacquainted myself with the game I love. There were so many true representatives there. I was just amazed. And there were only enough tears shed to fill a thimble halfway. I was honored to be there. I've never been to a funeral like that. Any of you today niggas talking about this 21st century bullshit, just go right ahead. I knew it, but I've been off the scene so long and I started to believe you motherfuckers, soft-shoeing ass motherfuckers. I have been reborn. And I do have been gone a year or two. I don't even know what made me think of this. But I know it gave me a rebirth with a new belief in this shit, because it does not end. It don't get old. Shit, I saw no less than 15 young guns rolling Rolls Royces. And not one of them motherfuckers was talking that scary ass shit you motherfuckers be talking. Each one of them had, elevated their game to their position, but they all came from the blade. I was almost convinced y'all scary ass motherfuckers represented what was out there. You don't. And that's why I didn't see your fake ass there. Every motherfucker who believes in this game and promotes its existence was there. If you weren't, what does that say about your ass? I know you have some important business, baby. I understand. But I'm telling you, right now, if you weren't there, that tells me you have no respect for the goddamn game. Therefore, from now on, you are a non-entity to me. You don't exist. And whenever I speak to you, you're going to have to remind me of who you are. And a lot of you motherfuckers think that I think this information in my course is new. No, I know it's not new. It's been around since the beginning of the time, and motherfuckers with game have it. But it was lost. What I have that's new is an effective way of how to reclaim your confidence as a man. What's new is that it works. You're going to hear stuff from me that you're going to swear you can use, and when it comes time to use it, you won't, because you don't have the confidence to put yourself out there. You don't. I have what you want to learn. I have it in the form of eloquent words of wisdom, fully available to you. I don't think it can be any clearer. Your life is not in some fucking woman's hand. Your life is in your hands, and where you want to go with it is between you and God. Not one woman will make your life any easier or more complete. Women can and do enhance your well-being in many ways. But none of them will complete you. What's missing can be found. It can be found if and only if you look in the right places for it. A couple of years ago, I spent a day at Magic Johnson's park. Every year they have these rides for peace. And all the local car clubs, motorcycle clubs, bicycle clubs, all the clubs was involved. I'm telling you, it was really a beautiful thing to see. There was over 200 motorcycles. All of them motherfuckers so fly you would have wanted to ride one. The Corvette Club had about 50 cars in it. The 64s and 63s was together. And they was just fly-ass fucking cars. Then they had the trucks. And then they had the bicycles that dropped. These niggas was so fucking wild. They had bicycles that lowered, and then they had something that they made their pedals, I don't know what they did, but it had a motor on it too. them bikes raised up and down like the car. That shit was fly. It was the bomb. Now, the reason I mentioned is because I wanted to try to do that shit in Vallejo. I'm telling you, I had a really, really good time. Let me tell you. Just listen to this. Now, there's a train coming, and I'm scheduled to be on it. I can only bring one thing with me, and I won't be back ever. If I get on this train, all the things I know now will change, and my integrity will be even more valuable. Shit, I've been waiting for this train for a pretty good while now, and I'm getting a little antsy about getting on it. I decided my one thing to bring would be my desire to win. And I'm here with it, and I'm waiting. Given the fact that I can never return to where I am now, it's a little scary. damn, I hear that fucking whistle blowing in the distance, and I only have a couple of minutes to make my mind up. Damn, that big fucking headlight. Now this train is up on. Damn it, I'm going to get on it. It's not often the train to success stops off at your feet and offers you a ride. I'd be silly not to get on it, don't you think? From the very beginning of Obama's presidency, those Republicans tried to make his presidency a non-issue. When people try to thwart your progress, we should do like Obama did those Republicans. Ignore them and do what you're supposed to do, because in the end, it will come out in the wash. They never thwart me or my belief in what the fuck we can do as men. I have always known that racism is alive and well in the United States. I don't need racism to end. I don't give a fuck if it ends. I've been living in a racist-ass environment all my life. I ain't like you motherfuckers. I ain't trying to change. I didn't adapt, and fuck it. I eliminated out of my life. I just want equal chances of getting wealthy for my family. They hid that shit from people like me as long as they could. But the more I look at life through the lenses I have now, I know that that motherfucking Donald Trump's gay and can't stand to see a strong black man standing over his country. But what can he do? All that motherfucker's friends, filthy rich Republicans, see dudes like me as the spook who sat by the door. The difference is we're on our own team, and we will not be defeated. Because we going down, fighting. I am. I'm fighting now. And all you brothers that called in and gave me a shout out because you appreciate what I'm doing. You know, I don't want to say this, but God damn it, I could take a whole show of those calls. You know, I ain't insecure to where I need that kind of adulation. But that kind of shit I can talk about is productive. That's not really what I want to talk about, though. Hey, you guys. Start fucking with me. Or keep fucking with me. Or stop fucking with me. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. But if you want to fuck with me, my site, rosebudtheauthor.com, has a lot of new shit on it. A lot of new shit available to you at much lower costs because I'm able to do that. But who knows when I'll raise that price. Because the shit is going. People go in there and it don't really count how many people, but I mean, you can tell. You can just tell because I'm making so many sales. I'm doing good. You know? Life is pretty good right now. All right, you guys, I'm gone.